you everybody for coming. The moment of truth today has revealed a level of deceitful... The moment of truth today has revealed a level of misrepresentation on the part of the Prime Minister that is beyond the scale of anything I have experienced in my time as a political activist. We are very fortunate to have had among the greatest voices in the world, researchers and people who have directly participated in the conduct of mass surveillance on New Zealand citizens with the cooperation of the GCSB. It is vitally important that as you reflect on the issues you've heard tonight, as you reflect on the email that was published in the Herald and has now been referred by Hone Harawira to the Speaker for reference to the Parliamentary Privileges Committee, that you consider the framework of dirty politics which we have had set out for us early on in this election campaign. Perhaps tonight's meeting, the lineup of people here who recognise the importance of these issues to not just New Zealand but to the world, will cause you to reflect on the process of vilification of Kim.com over the last 2 years, the ongoing vilification by the Prime Minister of those who have associated with these issues and these causes, among them your colleague, Glenn Greenwell. And so we invite you to ask your questions. This is not going to be a long press conference. We've provided a lot of information. Glenn's reporting is there for everybody to see. And the issue of the Warner Brothers MPAA email is now before a proper judicial process in the form of the Speaker and the Parliamentary Privileges Committee, so we don't intend to comment on that further.
Kim.com, you promised tonight that you would prove that the Prime Minister knew about you before the raid. Where is the evidence? Why did you not come through tonight?
Well, I think the evidence is pretty clear today. In the Herald, an article was released, and like Laila said, it's going through the official process in Parliament. We are going to give the Prime Minister the due process that he declined me.
But Warner says it's a fake.
Then let's deal with it before Parliament. Let's deal with it with a hearing. Let's actually take the misstatements of the Prime Minister in front of a hearing. Let's hold him accountable.
Kim.com is the email a forgery, like Warner Brothers says?
I believe it to be 100% true.
So where did you get it from?
Gentlemen, excuse me, Kim. Kim is facing, as all of you know, judicial process here. He is under attack from two governments, including yours. We have set up a structure where he can testify properly in accordance with New Zealand law, and that's how we're going to deal with it.
Yeah, but we're dealing with an issue that was out there today through this email. Warner Brothers have denied that, in fact, they said it was a fake. So it's fair to ask that question here tonight, that if they say it's a fake, what proof have you got that it's real?
Well, what alternative do they really have? The US government lied in Congress when they were asked, are you committing mass surveillance on your own citizens? And they said no. The government lies all the time.
That's what we're hearing.
Can we listen to him for a second? We're asking him the question.
So with respect, Kim.com, where did you get the email from the chairman and chief executive of Warner Brothers from? Where did you get it from?
And that is something that will be discussed in Parliament in this procedure that has been chosen.
This is extraordinary. They haven't even called a privileges hearing. Is the email a fake? If it's not, Where did you get it from? You have promised for a long time that you would come here today and prove the Prime Minister knew about you before.
Have you been in the town hall just now? Have you heard what happened there? And have you heard how Glenn Greenwald and Edward Snowden have just educated this entire country about mass surveillance committed by your spy agency and deceiving you into believing that that didn't occur by your Prime Minister? That is the news here tonight. That is what every New Zealander cares about. They don't care about my case tonight. They care about being subjected to this illegal mass surveillance. And that has been proven tonight, categorically.
In all due respect to Glenn Greenwald and Edward Snowden, I'm not taking away anything from them, but lots of New Zealanders were told that tonight you would front up with evidence that John Key knew about you before the raid. That's what everyone has been looking
evidence
for.
Evidence
well.
Has been produced. There is a proper judicial process.
Well,
for examining that
it's
evidence,
not underway yet.
And it is appropriate that evidence be put before a properly constituted process so that Kim and others with an interest in that matter have the protection of that process in order to share further information.
It's not even underway.
They're not going to.
It is underway.
Let me weigh in.
It is underway, so don't say it's not underway.
The speaker,
one second, I don't have a microphone.
The onus is now on the speaker to act. The onus is not on Kim.com or anyone else in this room.
The onus is on him to answer questions here now before the election.
The onus is on the speaker to act. It is possible that this matter could be resolved before the election if the speaker so chose.
Impossible. The issue here is tonight, we're 4 days out from an election for Kim.com to answer questions about the validity of that email. It's not for the speaker to decide. It's for you.
Have you been in the town hall just now? Okay, this is called the moment of truth, right? The biggest lie by this government and John Key was the deception of the New Zealand people about the mass surveillance program by the GCSB. And he has been exposed tonight as a liar who has lied to the New Zealand public, and I think the evidence has shown clearly that John Key cannot be trusted. And just about my track record, I have 10 out of 10 points. Everything I've produced in the past, everything I've said in the past turned out to be true. So please let us go through this proper process and then find out who's right and who's wrong.
But It now looks like you are drawing the veil. You are the one that is avoiding the questions.
Well, I'm not. You know, I'm going through a process that I was advised about by my legal team, and I think everyone here should respect that.
Does part of that process mean leaking that email to the New Zealand Herald? Is that
well, maybe Bob would like to answer that.
The process is very simple. The matter has been filed. We want him to speak in an area at a time when he's operating under some form of parliamentary investigation. And the bottom line of the moment of truth is, I don't know of any situation anywhere in the world I've seen where so much information about how the government has conducted its business has been put before journalists. One of those issues was the article in the Herald. It's going to be dealt with in Parliament. If you look at the chronology, well, excuse me, instead of coming only to Mr.com, why aren't you asking questions? Why aren't you looking at the chronology? Because one of the things that's interesting is the chronology. What happened when? If you look at the date, if you look at the chronology.
We've been looking at the chronology ever since it happened, with due respect. What people have been waiting for tonight is when Kim.com came to the Parliament and said that he would prove that John Key was a liar tonight.
Let me just reply to this, okay? I think, and I want to address all media here tonight, you have an obligation, after what you have learned tonight, to take the information that you were told here by Glenn Greenwald and Edward Snowden to the Prime Minister and this government and hold them accountable. You have not done that. You have failed New Zealanders in the past. Look at dirty politics. You are all parts of that program. You need to wake up and do your jobs and make sure that you fulfill your democratic obligation so that we can have a good election this year based on the truth that is so important, which is that the mass surveillance program is active in New Zealand, and that affects every New Zealander. My case only affects me. It doesn't matter tonight. That's why we didn't make a big deal out of it. What matters tonight to all New Zealanders is what happened here in this country and how you have all been deceived and lied to.
Glenn Greenwald, can I ask you, is this the right actions of a journalist to come to a country 4 days out from an election and try and undermine the government of the day?
The idea that journalism is about undermining the government of the day by reporting facts is extremely bizarre to me.
4 days after the election.
You know, I mean, if I came 2 weeks prior to an election, people like you would say, why are you here 2 weeks before our election? If I came a month before the election, you would ask the same question. We have been given a vast database of information by our source, which we've proceeded to report on as quickly as we possibly can all around the world. New Zealand is one of the few remaining countries on which we had yet to report. I've been working for months on the reporting, and so I didn't finish the article with working with my editors and the lawyers at my news outlet until roughly 3 o'clock this afternoon. The minute that it was ready, we published it. We have no interest at all in the outcome of your election. Why would we? We have an interest in reporting on the material that our source gave us as responsibly and as quickly as we possibly can. I did feel an obligation to get the journalism done prior to your election so that I didn't have people saying, why did you wait until citizens went and voted before you reveal the information? So I was cognizant of the election and trying to get this done as quickly as I could. But the suggestion that we have some sort of interest in shaping the outcome of your election or determining which political parties, about which we know almost nothing, win or lose or do better or do worse, is absurd. What I know a lot about is the surveillance activities of the New Zealand government, and that's what I'm here to report.
So the timing is coincidental.
Well, I just got done explaining to you that it did shape the journalism in the sense that I worked extremely hard to get the journalism done prior to the election so that I could at least do reporting that would help citizens of New Zealand understand what this government has done before they cast their votes. So it didn't play no role in the journalism, but I certainly had no interest in trying to manipulate or shape the outcome of the election. I did want to inject this information into the public discourse in time for New Zealanders to use it to make assessments about which politicians they think are credible and which ones they don't.
So why didn't you do it a month ago?
Because I'm really busy, like every other journalist. And a month ago, I was reporting on a particular program in the UK that I thought was extremely important to be revealed. So, you know, we're all people who have finite energy. We work as hard as we can. I think I've done reporting in 29 countries around the world. And New Zealand's time was now. And so I did the reporting.
The argument is that a month ago, you had the opportunity, because we knew you were coming a month ago, we were told this. Have the opportunity to put in front of New Zealanders information that you believe, and I'm sure an awful lot of New Zealanders believe, was extremely important to them in the process of making up their minds about how they would vote.
Yeah, that's not how journalism works. You don't just take documents and throw them out there because you want people to see them. You have to make sure that you go and vet them and understand them and process them and then report them.
Do you not understand that by coming now, you will be seen by an enormous number of New Zealanders as a non-New Zealander coming to lecture us about our Prime Minister and disrupt the democratic process at the very peak of the election? If you had come a month ago, it could have been seeded into the debate. Coming now...
Have you got a question or are you just making a speech?
Yeah, what is this?
I'm asking why you judge to come now when it is so disruptive of our democratic process.
I find it unbelievably bizarre that someone who considers themselves a journalist, which I presume is what you do, would equate the reporting of facts with the subversion of the democratic process. The democratic process requires the disclosure of facts to the electorate, which is exactly what I've done and nothing else. So I can guarantee you that if I had come 2 weeks earlier, people like you would have stood up and said, why are you as a foreigner here 2 weeks before our election to do the reporting? Whenever I did the reporting, look at what was said about Nikki Hager. Why did he release his book in the election cycle? Was he really just trying to make money off of the election? Is he just a left-wing agitator trying to shape the... That's what was said about Nikki Hager as well, even though his journalism has perfectly held up. So that's the kind of thing that gets said all the time by spokespeople for the state who dislike transparency. The transparency you're doing is ill-motivated. It's an unfair attack on the democratic process. I see it as the fulfillment of what journalism is about.
Two final questions.
Can you disclosure tell us more about this NSA facility in Auckland?
Pardon?
Can you tell us more about this NSA facility in Auckland?
I mean, that's not part of the reporting that I did. That I mean, I would just reference Mr. Snowden's comments on that.
Will there be more about it?
Yeah, there are a lot more stories to be done about GCSB activity, and we're working with New Zealand journalists on doing that reporting.
Kim.com, what's gone wrong, Kim.com? What's gone wrong? Why did you front with the evidence tonight? What's gone wrong?
You know, the situation, Mr.com, how can we unwind ourselves as a country from the situation that you have exposed tonight? Let's look positive. How can we not let this happen again? And how can we get out of this thing that I can see what you're talking about?
Well, we're extremely fortunate to have this information at this time available to us in New Zealand. And the reason we have this information is because Edward Snowden provided this archive to Glenn Greenwald, and he has assiduously worked through it to share that with us. It's for New Zealanders now to weigh up the evidence that they've heard and to reach their own conclusions about what's important to them. I don't think anyone tonight missed an opportunity to hear in very simple, very accessible terms what the nature of this problem is. And I just hope that people in this room will help others to understand what we've learned tonight.
Kim.com, what's gone wrong? What's gone wrong? Why were you able
Well, to let me tell you this. Patty. You need to get your priorities right, yeah. Okay? We came here tonight to prove to New Zealanders, in the moment of truth, that the Prime Minister has lied to the public. We have focused on the much bigger lie, which is not about my case, which is about every single New Zealander who is subjected to mass surveillance. That is a story that you should focus on. Get your priorities right.
I hope you will.
Because in the past, Patrick, you have let New Zealanders down. I have seen your reporting in the past. I don't understand how you let the Prime Minister get away time and time again with his lies and his spin. You need to do your job, and everyone here needs to do their job.
Final question, please.
I didn't work on that issue. I don't have any views on that matter. I came here to do reporting on surveillance. I really haven't followed that question. I know virtually nothing about it, and I have zero opinions about it. Anything I said about it would be ill-informed. I'm here to do reporting on the surveillance stories I've been working on.
How long have you had the email?
I think that's it.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're wrapping it up.